This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, are you ready for the voice note now that she left us for Am I the Jerk? It's short and sweet, and that's the way I like it.
And that's the way I like it.
I don't know if she wanted to be anonymous because she didn't ask to be, so I'm just going to say it's from Rosie in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And here's what she said. Ready?
Am I the jerk for wanting my husband of 20 years to come home by or before midnight and not go out two consecutive nights in a row with his friends instead of family?
Jeez, okay, so many questions here.
Wait, can we hear that one more time?
Absolutely.
Am I the jerk for wanting my husband of 20 years to come home by or before midnight and not go out two consecutive nights in a row with his friends instead of family?
It's one of the things I don't miss about being in a relationship or envy about couples is if there's any resentment, it starts to become turn into this where now you look like you're nagging by asking for basic things like get home by midnight. Okay.
Yeah, but why are you putting a curfew on your husband?
Exactly. At the same time, he's an individual. He should be able to do whatever he wants, right?
Right.
So here it is one more time.
Am I the jerk for wanting my husband of 20 years to come home by or before midnight and not go out two consecutive nights in a row with his friends instead of family?
See, we don't know if you have kids. We don't know if you have other responsibilities at home, right? Because that would change it. If he's going out two nights in a row with friends, that would irritate me if you got kids and whatnot. However,
but why? Why are you expecting him to be home by or before midnight, right?
Like, are you asleep anyway? Do you think he's up to no good?
Right. Is it just because that's how you'd like it and that's the way I like it?
Okay, so hear me out then, because this is the am I the jerk. Is she the jerk? So what is she the jerk for telling her husband she wants him home by midnight when he goes out? I don't even care about the going out with friends. That's a separate.
That's whatever.
That's another am I the jerk if you really want to get into it, for going out twice in a row with your friends instead of your family.
Sure.
That's a separate one.
Sure. But if it's events planned, if it's stuff going on, right? If it's like, hey, you know, we got dinner tonight, do you guys want to golf tomorrow? You feel me? Like, then all of a sudden that is back-to-back plans. And if you don't got anything planned with your family ready to go and it's a weekend,
right?
It's not happening every weekend, I wouldn't feel like. It doesn't sound like it is, at least.
Right.
I'm trying to put myself in these shoes, right? And go, well, why? Right? Is it for a justified reason? You know, is he doing this every weekend?
It's a lot of couples where one's partying and one's not, or one's like, why don't you bring me with you? They want to be with their friends, not their significant other. You've been married for 20 years.
Right, but then I think we fall into a lot of these scenarios where we try to parent our partner. We don't need to do 100%. That. We don't need to parent our partner.
All
curfews are for kids.
But see, she's going, "What? Where is he? Why isn't he home? Whatever, helping me being at home. Who knows? You're married. Right. You should be at home, etc." I could come up with a list of things women would say in this moment, right?
Y'all have been married 20 plus years. Did he just start going out back to back nights with friends? Because then, maybe a little weird.
Yeah.
What's going on? Why do you feel like you need to go out?
I remember, and this is a perfect example, as we talk about being resentful of your partner and how you're not supposed to parent. Granted, I was younger and I would do things differently now. When I was married, I remember my ex loved to go biking. He would go mountain biking all the time, which I supported. I even bought him a bike. I was like, yeah, go get your hobby. Bobby. I'm so proud of you. I'll come support you.
Did you go with?
Yeah, I went and watched his races and stuff. But every now and then, once we had a kid, he would disappear on Saturday morning and he would be gone like half the day mountain biking. So at like noon, I'd be like, get your ass home. And this would start a fight, right?
Naturally.
And this is the same fight she's having right now.
I hear it.
It felt like I was parenting him. And guess what? He said, oh, you don't let me do anything. And I'm like, oh, you've been gone since six. And this is the fight that ensues next. Oh, 6 hours wasn't enough for you to do whatever you want while I'm taking care of the kid. Now resentment's building up. Now we're entering a disconnect.
Yeah.
And now him and I are divorced. Shocking, right?
Yeah.
So I look at moments like those because I agree with you. But how do you get to that place in a partnership where you're genuinely happy for your partner who goes out all the time without you? You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's ensuring that your partner is also equally going to do things that they enjoy for themselves.
As well.
Right? Like, yeah. I just, my personal example, between my wife and I, we've had a rough year.
Yeah.
And my wife has sometimes expressed, like, man, you know, I don't feel like I get to do things for myself.
Mm.
I took that and went, bam, cool. Start suggesting more. Go get your nails done. Anytime she'll be like, I kind of will go get my nails done. Go right now. I'll keep the boys. Oh, well,
you encourage her to go do stuff for herself.
There's this event going on. All right, cool. I don't got nothing going on Saturday. I'll keep the kids. You go on. Do what you do. We'll see you. Are you staying? What are you doing? Where are you going? Like, it's part of the partner's process to be half of that emotional support to go promote that. Because us as parents, we don't give ourselves the chance to go do things. And I will acknowledge that men recognize that before women do.
Mm.
And will try to go do things. Or we have friends that'll go do things. The maternal instinct kicks in and the babies is all
that's all
you
we
ever
care
do.
About and that's our priority. And it's like we have to do that first and then maybe everything else next. Yeah.
Don't let that become your identity. Mm. That is our personality. Or excuse me. It could become your identity. Mm-hmm. Don't let it become your personality.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You
yes.
still got to do things that make you feel like an individual mm-hmm. or else it's going to drown you.
So you say giving your significant other a curfew is a jerk move.
A little bit, man. I mean, without the understanding of like, he's been
doing
it all the
details,
without extra, on a base level, as she wrote it.
Get home by midnight.
To say get home by midnight, I feel weird that you're going out back-to-back days.
She feels neglected because he's been gone 2 days in a row with his friends and he's not even coming home before midnight. So she's going, huh.
If you guys don't have plans, right? When was the last time he saw friends or whatever? Mm,
good
right?
question. Here it is one more time. This is what Rosie left us a voice message on the Odyssey app.
Am I the jerk for wanting my husband of 20 years to come home by or before midnight and not go out two consecutive nights in a row with his friends instead of family?
414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. Is she the jerk for putting a curfew on her husband? That's what we're going to call it. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you next.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, we got a voice message. I love doing Am I the Jerk all kinds of ways. Like DZ said, you can leave us a voice message. You can email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or sign to our DMs and maybe we'll find it.
It's safe.
Here's what Rosie from Milwaukee left us on our voice messages.
Am I the jerk for wanting my husband of 20 years to come home by or before midnight and not go out two consecutive nights in a row with his friends instead of family?
She's looking for backup. That's why she pleads her case on the voice message.
Fair.
About adding in that he's with his friends two nights in a row. But is she the jerk for giving him a curfew? Janine's in West Allis. Let's start with her first. Hi, Janine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Is she the jerk for giving him a curfew or wanting him home by midnight?
Well, you know, the key word was wanting for me. And I say, you know, you can always want everything. So I don't think she's a jerk for wanting this.
Okay.
But, you know.
I hear it. It's the verbiage. She wants him. She's not expecting. She's not making him. She would just wish that he would.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a spin, Janine. I hear you, though, G. I hear you.
Yeah, she's not a jerk for wanting this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, however, that doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Right.
You know, But, you know, you can express your wants. You can express your needs. However, it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
It's happen.
I just got, we just got a text from Rosie.
Janine.
She just texted in and said,
what?
Good morning. Thanks for playing my Am I the Jerk. Three kids, and I want him to come home, but I don't request it. So that answers some of our questions.
Janine.
Three kids.
They got three kids, and she, and like Janine is saying, like, I want him. I wish he would, but I am not demanding or expecting.
Yeah.
That might change the game for some of y'all.
Let me hear it. Now I got to hear it one more time. See, Janine, let me hear this.
Am I the jerk for wanting my husband of 20 years to come home by or before midnight and not go out two consecutive nights in a row with his friends instead of family?
Okay, so they have three kids now, we know, and she's requesting it.
Okay.
Janine says not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Okay.
Yeah. Bet. Big bet, Janine. Keyword. It is a keyword.
Verbiage.
What did she say? She said it's a keyword. You got to pay attention to people's verbiage. And I agree. I do agree.
Fair enough. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Janine. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Sarah in Kenosha. And then the final person we're going to end with is somebody who's been married 100 years.
Oh, me?
Yes, you too. Sarah in Kenosha has her own theme song. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to hear from you.
Is Rosie the jerk for wanting her husband home by midnight, requesting him home by midnight?
So I said jerk when I called in because what are you doing? Are you also going out with your friends? Are you guys trading off? Blah, blah. But now I figure she's got three kids.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm leaning not the jerk. But we also need to know, are these small kids?
True.
I can tell you.
Or not.
They're medium.
They're medium.
Because I see the text.
Preteens, maybe?
Yeah, from like, let's say 8 to 14.
Okay.
Let's put them in that range. So, but they haven't always, they're entering the phase I'm in.
Yeah, they're not baby babies, but they're still young.
I'm keeping jerk then.
Okay.
I'm keeping jerk.
Okay.
I thought these might have been small kids. Because my best friend's husband is always gone, and they have three kids under 5. Mm. He's a jerk. She is not.
Yeah, but when you have three kids at that age, you're running kids around, you're doing
practice, sports.
Yep. It's not like it stops when they get older. You just don't have to chase them everywhere.
You just don't have to worry about keeping them alive as heavily because now they're all doing their own endeavors.
So I am keeping jerk. Are you trading off? Maybe he's going out these days. Then, you know, if you want to go out with your girls another day.
Sarah's kind of saying, are you building the resentment for yourself because you aren't doing things for yourself?
And here's the other, fair, but I'm saying, why does it matter what you have at home, putting a curfew on your... I thought, DZ, you said you're not supposed to parent your significant other.
Correct.
So why would it matter if you have kids at home? It shouldn't. It should be how you want to be treated, what your vibe is. I have friends who I know the guy goes out all the time and she doesn't care. And I'm like, how does that never bug you? But it doesn't bug her and it works for them. And he golfs and she doesn't care. And he's out all the time and she doesn't care. And I'm like, that would make me crazy. But you know what? That's not my marriage.
That's not right.
It's not my problem.
It's not your horse.
It doesn't bug them. They're happy like that.
Right.
I think that in this case, they're both building resentments because they're not talking about it.
Heard.
Maybe they need therapy.
Don't we all?
Maybe that's
and the longer you are together, you start taking people for granted. Yeah. Let's be real.
Very, very true. Yeah.
So.
All right. Nah, she keeps. It says, nah, jerk. You the jerk.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Sarah. Have a good day.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Split down the middle. Let's pull up Lisa in Sheboygan because she has been married a long time. They have a bunch of kids. Similar scenario, right?
They count.
They got a kid in college now. I mean, hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Morning, morning.
Well, is she the jerk?
Well, so the added little note that her text that she sent you. I mean, it brings a little bit more insight to the situation, but I do feel like she's the jerk.
Ooh.
And if you want to pull the verbiage card, she also said to be home by midnight or before.
Fair.
So what, am I showing up at 11:30 and that's still okay? And at that point, what as a parent are you doing at 11:30 at night or 11 at night or even 10 at night? Those kids have been in bed for
a couple hours.
An hour or two or more at that point.
Yeah, true. That's
so
very true.
If, I don't think it really has anything to do with the parenting part of it, because then she would have said, be home by dinner. Or, you know what I mean?
True.
So,
but then,
as a wife and mom, we are, and, you know, in speaking for my husband, like, we're busy people. He's a coach. He works full time. I work full time. We have kids. We don't have time for ourselves ever, really. Like, even the two of us together or individually. So if he's got a chance to go out, go ahead. Go with your boys. If you want me to go out more than I do. And from the message, it doesn't seem like this is a consistent thing. It's not like he's doing this
every weekend. Right, I agree.
Yeah, well, every weekend, right? So it seems like it's a one-off.
Rosie said, nothing good happens after midnight. That's what she texted in.
She's going off of that theory. She's, okay, got it.
I mean, how comfortable are you in your marriage? And if you have to think
if it makes her feel better, I've met people that cheat during the day all the time.
So noon isn't safe either?
No, it's not. I don't think this is really about cheating. I think this is more about just like, we're married, get home. And this is what a lot of people do when your significant other is out all the time. Where are you?
One thing I've been thinking throughout this whole time is that, okay, if he does go out back-to-back days, that eliminates the ability for her to go out, right? Unless they're leaving the kids home with one of the eldest siblings, then now she can't go do something with her friends or go do something if he's out back-to-back nights.
She did not say that.
You're right.
She wasn't saying, like, please be home. Don't go out the second night because I want to go out.
Right.
That'd be a totally different scenario, but she didn't say that.
She did not. You're right. You're right. We're talking about verbiage.
Rosie, I hear you, and I see you, and I'm not judging you, but that was just my opinion.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. She said, very comfortable in marriage. Nothing good happens after midnight.
Is Rosie the jerk?
That's what they're saying.
Okay.
Wow. All right. So all you wives better let your husbands stay out as long as they want every night.
And husbands, let your wives do the same.
Oh, it's not every night, though, you know?
No, it's just two back-to-back.
Yeah.
See, this is why I'm single, because this would irritate me. This is why I'm single, though.
I can tell you're irritated the fact
being in a relationship.
That Rosie got called a jerk.
Oh, yeah.
But what if the husband did that two nights in a row? What if he only did that in a two-month span?
Or a two-year span or something. Who knows?
You know, like, that's not... Totally,
that's not bad if it's absurd. If it doesn't happen often. I actually do agree with that. Yeah. I would agree with that totally.
All right. I think we worked this one out somehow, some way, bro. As crazy as it was.
Thanks for calling, Lisa.
Okay, bye.
Love
you guys.
No idea. I'm sorry, you guys. I can't read the text, which is not DZ's fault, but I can't read them. Something's wrong. I got to fix them. So I have no idea which way it's going on the text. Like, I don't know if people are triggered. I don't know if people are cool with this. I don't know if they agree.
I got you on a couple.
Yeah, what do they say?
The one that just came in says, the fact that she keeps messaging with extra detail makes it seem like she's jealous. Right? They're friends. Betty and Waukesha says, following up and throwing down, not the jerk. Stop it. Why do women always have to be the one sacrificing while men go out with their friends or be unavailable in some way? Why do we do that? Why in society have we established that, okay, now we're going to be equal in so many other aspects, but then we don't promote equality in some of the aspects that we build resentment in the most? Let's do that. Let's change that narrative. Go out more. We should be more equal in that sense.
Do you think she should go out more?
I do. Yes. Yeah. 1,000, 1,000,000%.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's just interesting because it's like, would you see a lot of women go out two nights in a row with three kids? They'd be exhausted. Right. And dude's like, I'm going with the dudes. And maybe that's stereotypical, but I could totally feel that in my soul.
And it's almost like you're fighting that time frame where it's like, I know I'm going to be tired, but I got to see the homies for a little bit. It's going to change my environment, make me feel different, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Do that too. Embrace the tiredness, because it's going to happen.
Well, she ended up being
the jerk.
The jerk today for asking her husband to get home by midnight.
I did not see that going that way, though, Rosie, I will say.
I didn't see it going that way either.
I thought the ladies was going to hold her down.
They didn't.
For real.
I was the only one going, forget him, girl.